We are the TLLPC.
Proprietary Limited.
Correct.
We are Lisette and Gail. And the TLLPC stands for the Transgender Lipstick Lesbian Power Couple.
Correct.
Correct. We started out as a business in 2018.
Yep.
We incorporated in 2019 as we figured a company would be better for us to deal with government and other organisations and corporate houses, corporate bodies, rather than just a small business.
And Gail, what do we do exactly for those government businesses and corporations and organisations?
We teach them how to behave. So we're an equality company, and we believe we share values in inclusion,
diversity,
and equality.
Yeah, the three pillars.
The three pillars. When we say inclusion, though, we mean full inclusion. We don't mean assimilation.
No, inclusion means equality for everyone, and everybody gets treated equally and is included equally.
Yeah, so we don't say that we'll be inclusive to you so long as you do things our way.
Yeah, doesn't work that way.
That's assimilation. We don't do that. So, but how do we achieve that, Lisette?
We have many different ways of doing that. One of the things that we've started is two community groups called Kindred Spirits. One which is held at the We Chief, which is for the entire community, or the big umbrella, as I like to call it, which is everybody. And so it's taking the WTI plus community and the rest of the world and going, see, we're all lovely and caring people together.
So it's inclusion through visibility.
Yes.
And we do include all the LGBTIQ plus family.
Yes.
Or as we say, the rainbow family.
And the rest of society.
Disabled people.
Yes.
First Nation. Australians. Culturally diverse people.
Yes.
First Nations. First Nation. Yeah.
Yeah.
We do everybody. And some of our meetings have been wonderful displays of just that. And
yeah.
We get on well. No one gives us a second glance in the hotel. Everyone's happy. We get
friendly,
on well.
Safe environment.
It is. Our second social group, called Kindred Spirits 2, is held at the Whitmore Hotel, now known as the Spark at the Whitmore. And mm-hmm. that is for our gender diverse, non-binary and transgender family.
Who are just coming out. And so need a safe space.
They need a safe space.
Yeah.
And we
and
provide
it's very
that.
Safe space.
Yeah.
Very
and
inclusive as well.
It is.
And has an elevator.
It has an elevator. So it's very inclusive. It helps people. It's accessible.
Very
fully
accessible. Yeah.
And it also has gender diverse toilets.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
And what else do we do, Gail?
We teach people how to behave. I said that.
I know, but
and
how do we teach people that?
We give presentations and we also offer training. Our main target is small to medium enterprise.
Yeah.
So that means anything from a one-person sole trader all the way up to medium-sized enterprises and beyond, if someone wants us to.
And one of the ways we've done that is we've joined Business SA. So that's one of the avenues that we're going to explore to improve business associations' ability to be inclusive.
Yes. We also give presentations. We've presented to a couple of companies. We've also presented to the Chiefs for Gender Equity. This is a group of business leaders in South Australia, which at the time we presented included the Commissioner for Equal Opportunity, the Commissioner for Police, the head of the RAA, the head of the SANFL, and a couple of others. But it's that level of person that we presented to, and we present information to them. That group itself is, like I said, the gender equity. They're trying to bring women's conditions up to be equal with men's conditions. As we know, they're about 14% behind at best, but it's not just wages, it's mm-hmm. not just superannuation, it's everything.
And our presentation was on transgender pay equality, so we're even another 10 to 15% lower than women.
Yeah, so we wanted them to include the word transgender in their documentation and their arguments when they present to other organisations in the hope of getting equity, that it's not just applied to women, but it's applied to transgender women at first.
Or anyone who's disadvantaged,
and then,
really.
Of course, as Lisette just mentioned, anyone who's in a minority group that is discriminated against by less pay for the same work. And let's face it, it's rampant out there. It really is. There's a lot of good companies doing it, but there's a lot of big companies say they're doing good things. And there's a difference between saying you're doing good things and actually doing good things.
That's right.
So we want to help the small end of town. And one of the ploys we use is to say, look out the window. What do you see? You don't see white people walking through the streets and only white people. You see a diversity of people. If you want to keep your business going strong, you have to sell to these people. The best way to sell and understand how to sell to these people is to employ these people.
Exactly. And approach them.
So we teach people all about how to behave and to understand that for a person who is, for example, LGBTIQ, they have to come out every time there's a new employee. So it's not just coming out once at work. That sort of thing, like the toilet issue, transgender women using women's toilets. Basically, transgender women, when they go to a toilet, they go to a toilet because they want to pee.
They go to use a toilet, for crying out loud. I mean, honestly. And the other group of people I like to mention too are the intersex people.
Yes.
In that I work in business, and most businesses, in particular HR departments, only supply 8 days of sick leave, and a lot of intersex people actually need a significant more sick leave, and some of them get discriminated against because of that, because of their medical needs.
Yeah.
So we like to bring that awareness to businesses as well.
Yeah, because intersex people are actually not members of LGBTIQ. They're not sexuality and they're not gender
LGBTQ,
in that
you meant,
LGBTIQ.
You included the I as intersex.
Oh. So intersex people are born...
They're a silent group.
...with a variation to their XY chromosomes. And there's 40-odd different...
There are 40 different gender variants.
Gender variants for intersex people. They have no control over this. They're born this way. And unfortunately, the medical profession, who strives for perfection in binary conditions through history, has said that these intersex people who often display sexual organs or genitalia that are different from mainstream ideas and preconceptions of what male and female genitalia should look like, it's that simple. It should look like they operate on infants.
Yeah.
They don't give enough information to parents to make a decision.
There is more on that. You can go to the... What was the thing called? The Intersex Society page on Facebook. For more information, because we're not professionals.
We're not professional. We're not intersex, but we do support intersex people.
Yeah. It's just worth mentioning.
And there is a page they've been to. It's...
What do you mean they operate on people? Are you saying
they used to? I don't know if they still do, but I believe it is still quite. It still may be happening. Is where they will operate on an intersex child to make them look more socially acceptable. But mind you, why they make them one or the other?
That's right.
Without the child's permission, and this is done
as an
infant. Newborn,
and the parents who are told by the medical staff of this condition. Understandably, like, in shock.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be forced to make a decision. And most of the time, it's not an emergency. There's no need to
There's no health crisis. The only time anybody should be, especially a little one, should be ever operated on is if it's a health crisis.
Yeah.
Like a risk to their health.
So there is...
And that's all.
a page called the Darlington...
That's what I was thinking of, the Darlington Statement.
The Darlington Statement is an important document. Just Google it, Darlington Statement.
It's good.
It's good.
What else do we do, Gail?
We do lots of things, because not only are we a business and now a company and do we work together, but we're also going to get married.
Yay! So, marriage of the century.
Marriage of the century.
Or the millennia.
So we first met some time back, and a little while later we went on a date, and then we started living together from the very first date.
It wasn't a U-Haul situation, honest.
What?
U-Haul. The U-Haul situation, where two lesbians meet, and then, you know, when everything's going great, as one of them gets a U-Haul.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, we started living together, and then not long after that, we just knew that we were destined to be together. And the business started in the company, and along the way, we decided we'd get married, and it's all going swimmingly well. So, we do have other projects that we're interested in. There's quite a few of them. One of our primary interests is homelessness.
Yeah, which is the Tiny Houses, Tiny Village project.
Yeah.
Another one is we want to do, this is a working title, the Transgender Day of Visibility Gala.
Yes. Next year. Title. Next year in March.
Yes.
And it's every the last day year, of March. There's the Transgender Day of Visibility.
Yeah.
And we'd like to hold something to celebrate that. And that may be a gala day, or it may be a breakfast and a work in progress.
Yeah. But the main idea behind it is not so much to talk to transgender people in the room, but businesses and cisgender people in the room about what it's like to be transgender. Hence, Transgender Day of Visibility means that we're being visible, but we also need to be visible to these people as well as ourselves, really know that we're visible.
Yeah, that's one of the things about conferences I've noticed, is, and this is agreed to by a lot of attendees at our conferences, we preach to the converted. We want to get the message out there to everybody in the community,
yes,
that transgender women, transgender men, and everybody
are just regular people.
Yeah. Like, you know, we pay bills, we have homes, we drive cars, we go to school, we pay tax. And, you know, we're no different.
We have multiple degrees.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we have 6 degrees between us. Lizzie's doing a seventh. Well,
hi.
Her third. To make seven total.
To make out seven, yeah.
And the gala day.
Yeah. To be advised.
To be advised.
Actually, we're having a meeting with Dr. Nikki Vincent, the Equal Opportunity Commissioner, so we can see if she could be one of our guest speakers.
Yeah. So we're targeting top end of town speakers, so it should be a draw card for some businesses to attend. And we hope they can and will support us and support this state in becoming one of the best states in the country.
For inclusion.
Yeah. And beat Victoria, because we all know South Australians love to beat Victorians.
I'd like another to point project, out we're all Australians anyway.
But yeah, we are. Yeah, well, let's not go there, because that's one of my pet hates.
And we're living on Garner Land.
And we're living on Garner Land in Adelaide.
Mm-hmm.
But we acknowledge that we live on other...
We visit other
lands.
Native lands.
Yes. In our travels. So, what else do we do, Lisette? There's a few more things we do.
Okay, what are they, Gail? Please tell me.
We're working with the Commissioner for Equal Opportunity and Business SA and Business Australia to get a response to the draft...
To put our submission, yes.
The Draft Religious Freedoms Act. So rather than just talk amongst ourselves, we're actually decided to go to the business groups for their interpretation of this draft bill and how they perceive it coming into force, and also with the commissioners for equal opportunity, because we're waiting for the South Australian commissioner to have her meeting with the other states and the national equal opportunity commissioner. And then next Monday, when that has been completed, we will have our meeting, And then we can come back to our community and suggest a way forward from the points of view of
making it more fairer and more equal.
Yeah.
Like it's supposed to be a fair and equal act. But the way it reads to a lot of people now, it's not.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of fear that it's actually a tool to discriminate rather than a tool for not discriminating. Anyway, I think that's all we should need to say on that.
Oh, we have an embassy.
Oh, yes, we have our embassy, which is the TLRPC embassy. When you come to visit, you get a stamp in your passport. Not really. Although you should.
So,
I don't know if it's legally binding.
Okay, now, on the social front, we do something else.
What's that, Gail?
We do bits.
We do... Oh, bits on the couch. Yes, so we've got Fringe Feast, coming up in November. It starts on the 9th and goes to the 24th, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And our show, called Bits on the Couch, is on the 10th at Spark at the Whitmore. So a quick description of the show is it's... So Bits is a bi person, an intersex person, and a transgender person talking about their daily experiences, followed by a Q&A, because Q&As are very useful. That's usually when you find... usually where you find most of your learning and people understanding by asking questions. And it's in a safe environment, disability access as well, with a lift and a little chair thing that comes down. $10 a ticket, starts at 7 on the 10th.
On the 10th, yes.
On the 10th.
Sunday.
Yes.
Don't be late. We're also going to take it on the road. Our aim is to actually take it to regional centres in South Australia. And we're also going to take it to
capital
our
cities.
National conferences
yes.
that we go to, which is something else the TLRPC do. We represent not only ourselves, but we represent all people on their behalf. So we try and, through conferences, get enough information and enough help to actually approach governments and the corporate sector to change the way they do things, to listen to us.
Tick.
And we're trying also to work on the Australian Bureau of Statistics and the census, because the census asks very few questions in relation to the LGBTIQ community and to every other minority community as well. And we need to get that changed.
So without statistics, it's very hard to do any planning because you don't know what the needs of these communities are.
Yeah.
How do you collect statistics?
At the moment, it will be done... A lot of it's done through university programs. What are they called?
There's research programs.
Research programs through universities is one method. The other method is actually just doing it via a questionnaire on Facebook, but then you're only going to get the community to what you're talking to rather than the whole community. Whereas when the data is collected in a census, you're grabbing a much bigger from a much bigger pool of participants, so you get a better idea of really what's going on as opposed to a one page questionnaire.
So what do we do with social media, Lisa?
We post on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram mostly.
And Twitter.
And
mostly.
Twitter. Yeah, Scal's a big Twitterer. Are they called Twitterers? People who tweet? Twitterers.
Yes.
Anyway.
They're not called twits, in case you're going that way. They're not called twits.
I didn't say that.
I also write a blog. As
yes,
Gail
does blogs. I don't. I used to do blogs, but not so much. More with my business page, which I don't.
And our Kindred Spirits is not only on Facebook, but it's also on the Meetup application.
Yes.
So if you're interested in having a look at Kindred Spirits, come and have a look at meetup.com and just search for Kindred Spirits. Both one and two are in the same package. And on Facebook, it's TLLPC. Make sure you get the trans lipstick lesbian one and not the Tamil one, because we've got the same name on Facebook and both come up.
Yeah. Well, you can tell ours is a symbol with the drawing of the two girls.
Yeah.
So how can I read your blog?
The blog is, it was on a live website, but I've taken it off the live website. And I'm going to try and incorporate it into the TLLPC website instead of a separate account. So we have a webpage, tllpc.com.
Mm-hmm.
It is still under construction, but it is live. So you can have a look. And we are going to make it interactive as time goes on. Starting out with all these things. We also have a couple of other businesses, which is why we're so busy. We have
Clermont Goulet Consultancy, which is actually the main driver of our consultancy side. So on that web page, there is a few packages that are available. One is about the umbrella inclusion, which is like the whole Equal Opportunity and Discrimination Act and how that relates to business and people. There is another part about inclusion for transgender people, and also provide a service not too dissimilar to the Rainbow Tick, except for this is an auditable, or it can be audited, much similar, and it's based more along the lines of a HSE and quality control type situation rather than a single tick, a health and safety and environment.
Yeah. Reset is,
so it means more, it's written more like a standard as opposed to a little Dick and Flick reference thing.
Okay, and I run two small businesses. One is called PC Professor and the other is called Second Chance Computer Skills. PC Professor I started 20 years ago to make some money, and it does make money. I now repair computers and sell computers. It's a home-based business. I do not visit other people to fix their computers on site. Rather, they can bring their computers to me by appointment only, because we're often out, but I still have time to fix these computers, and we are available by appointment 7 days a week.
Tell us more about Second Chance Computer Skills, because that's very exciting.
Second Chance Computer Skills is actually tied in with the TLLPC. It is a computer training program where we go out to people's homes and teach people what they want to learn on their computer. And the people that would avail themselves of our services would be those who feel isolated, those who don't want to go out, those who can't go out, those that just don't want to go and study a whole heap of stuff just to learn what they want to do. So it's suitable for people who have just retired, people who have been retrenched and are reskilling, suitable for any LGBTIQ plus person or any other minority group that just doesn't feel comfortable going out but needs these skills or wants some basic skills. We offer basic skills in our courses. We can do advanced application skills by appointment, depending on what your knowledge requirements are. At this point, we can only speak English, and that probably won't change, but we are learning French.
Yeah. Bonjour.
Bonjour. We're learning French because we're going overseas on our honeymoon to France. Let me just bring up...
I think we're nearly done, aren't
we? I think we are. Diversity and equality in business.
That's what we do. Visibility, the first step towards inclusion, if you can't see it. So the TLLPC is a collaboration in life and society between Gail Ellis.
Hi.
Lisette Clement Goulet. Hi. This collaboration has come about to inform, unite and guide society in the finer arts of how to be inclusive. This is achieved by the TLLPC living life to the fullest and engaging with all the world's peoples and being highly visible. And that we are indeed.
Yeah. So I think that's it.
Yeah. So that's us in a nutshell, really.
It's pretty damn good.
Viva la Republica.